Hi, I'm Carmen LaBurge. Thanks for listening to the podcast of Mornings with Carmen LaBurge.
Getting ready to represent Christ to your world today. This is Mornings with Carmen LaBurge on Faith Radio.
If we're gonna fly, we fly like eagles.
Hey, it's Tuesday, the 23rd of April. It's day two of our spring fundraiser here at Faith Radio. So thank you so much. This is a special edition of Mornings with Carmen because of that. Passover began last night at sunset. Just a reminder that Passover is being celebrated by Jews around the world and in your own neighborhood. It started on sunset at April the 22nd, and it'll run through April the 30th. So it started last night with a Seder at nightfall, a Seder meal. You might be interested to check that out today and think about that. There'll be another Seder tonight at nightfall. Passover is celebrated by the eating of unleavened bread and bitter herbs. And there's a recitation of what has been celebrated as the Passover Haggadah for like eons now. I'm safe to say eons. And it is this meal that Jesus was celebrating that he transformed into what we know as the Last Supper. And it is Jesus who takes away the sin of the world who is celebrated as the Passover lamb. He is the sacrifice. When John says, you know, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, he is pointing there to Jesus and the sacrifice that he will become. And so our Growing Your Faith verse of the day comes from Isaiah chapter 53, verses 5 and 6. He was pierced for our transgressions, crushed for our sins, beaten so we could be made whole, whipped so we could be healed. All of us, like sheep, have gone astray. We have left God's paths to follow our own, yet the Lord laid on him the sins of us all. Indeed, Jesus is the Passover lamb. In the same way that the angel of death passed over the homes of the Hebrews who painted the blood of the sacrificed lamb on their doorframes in the days of Pharaoh, when Moses was seeking the liberation of God's people, going unto Pharaoh and saying, set my people free. And Pharaoh would say no, and then God would send a plague. Well, this was the final plague, and it was the plague of the death of the firstborn. And death passed over those homes, those families, those people, where the blood of the lamb was applied. Has the blood of the Lamb of Christ been applied to your life? He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities, beaten so that we could be made whole, whipped so that we could be healed. Jesus took all of that, and Jesus paid it all. And what do you and I give him in return? We give him all that we are and all that we have and all that we do and all that we say in every moment of every day. We give it all to him. All to him I owe. I mean, really, what gift is sufficient or what sacrifice could be asked that would be too great in response to the one who has given it all for you and me? Sacrificial giving is a conversation that we have in an ongoing way with one another as brothers and sisters in Christ. But it's a specific conversation that we have a couple of times a year during fundraisers. And so let me ask you, you know, the sacrifices that others have made in the past in order that you would stand in a position to hear even what we're saying right now, but every moment of every day and every resource online developed through the ministry of Faith Radio has been made possible because somebody made a sacrificial financial gift. What kind of financial sacrifice is God asking you to make today? And again, it's not, you know, it's not like we're paying God back for what he has done for us in Jesus Christ. No, we are literally sowing seeds of the gospel into the culture that other people might come to know the goodness of this God. Would you join us in that mission? Maybe the right gift-giving level for you is $40 a month. That Team 40 is our most popular giving level. And so maybe that is, maybe that's where God is inviting you to make a sacrifice. Maybe for you, $40 a month wouldn't really be a sacrifice. And so I'm going to challenge you to think about joining our K Club. Some people join the K Club at the $1,000 giving level, but there are others, you know, for whom a $10,000 gift is the right size gift. And that's a K Club gift as well. So you get together with God. It's not for me to say what kind of sacrificial gift God is calling you to make. That's for you and God to work out with one another. And then, as it says in Paul's letter to the Corinthians in chapter 9, you know, give it freely, give it joyfully. And then thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. I'm so thankful for you today. Such a privilege to gather with you day in and day out. Join me. Let's pray for the Faith Radio fundraiser, and let's pray for one another as we go forth into this day as ambassadors of the King and the Kingdom. Father, thank you for the privilege of coming before you in prayer with brothers and sisters in Christ. Thank you so much that you gather us, 2 or 3 or 2 or 3,000 or 2 or 300,000. Thank you for gathering us in this way through this media ministry. What a privilege, what a grace. Thank you for this indescribable gift. Thank you for the saints who've gone before us to provide for the ministry today. And thank you today for those who will provide the gifts that will make tomorrow possible. Grant your grace all sufficient. Thank you for the supreme gift of Jesus. And thank you, Father, that he took it all and paid it all. Grant us grace sufficient for the living of this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, again, this is a special edition of Mornings with Carmen. During Faith Radio's spring fundraiser, you can join us online at myfaithradio.com. Or you can text the word give to 877-933-2484. Now let's revisit a conversation that we had with our friend Dave Buring from Lionshare about the goodness of God. You're listening to Mornings with Carmen. Back with us today is our friend Dave Buring from Lionshare. Hey, we're going to continue talking with Dave about these free devotionals that he offers every single day. In order to access them, you're going to want the Lionshare Leadership app. You can find that at lionshare.org. Dave, welcome back.
Hey, how are you today?
Oh, I am well. I am well. It is good with my soul. The reality of how we relate to God and then how we see the world and everything in it grows out of our perspective on God, like who we believe God to be, how we see God. So what sort of my mind or my heart says back to me when I say the word God, like that's really important. So can you talk with us about why it's important to see God for who he really is and how we come to know him through these, you know, character attributes?
I have found over the years that what oftentimes happens to us as followers of Jesus is we so enjoy and we dig into the Word of God and God speaks to us through the Word. But one of the things I've just noticed in conversations with people over the years is when I say, hey, how's your getting to know God? And then they can go off on tangents about, you know, different things. Well, I'm learning how to be an usher in my church and I'm learning how, you know, discover maybe what my gifts are. And it's like, that is awesome. But that's not what I asked you. What I asked you is, how are you doing in really getting to know God? Just like a human relationship, you know, the more that you know each other, the more you trust each other. And the thing about this with God is, do we really know him to the point that we can trust him? And I you've heard me say this before, the image of God that we carry around inside of us affects how we live our daily lives. And that image has been, if I could say it this way, aimed at by the enemy of our soul since we were born to try to mess it up. and to try to have that image of God be disfigured and distorted. And the key to coming back to it is, what does the Word of God say? What does God say about himself? And I think that's the best place to start.
So let's talk about one of these character qualities or attributes of God. What does it mean for us to say God is good?
So, when I hear that, a couple of scripture verses come to my mind. Psalm 25 says, "Good and upright is the Lord." I like the one, that I think a lot of us have become familiar with, maybe with a worship song out of Psalm 34, "Taste and see that the Lord is good." It's like the Lord invites us to see his goodness. And we need to recognize that, God is good to sinners. God is good to those of us that walk with him. Like there's this overwhelming sense of like a core part of his character is he is good. He's not mad. He's not ticked. He's not irritated. He's good. And, the opposite of that maybe in our world would be selfishness. Can I just say God is not selfish? God is not proud. And so therefore, what flows out of his being is goodness. And when we talk about these different character qualities, I want us to understand they're not as much like choices. Okay, you can imagine God, okay, don't really feel like it today, but I guess I just need to be good. My word says, it's not like that. It's an overflow of who he is. So he's that way all the time. So there's the consistency of his goodness to us.
What flows out of God is goodness. I think that that takes me back to the childhood mealtime prayer of God is great and God is good. Let us thank him for our food. By his hands we all are fed. Give us, Lord, this day our daily bread. Like the recognition that God only gives good gifts. God is the giver of every good and perfect gift. Like those are some passages that come to my mind. When you say God is good, I'll just confess to you that this is what I hear in my head. God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. So, right? That's what I hear in my head. So when we talk about the goodness of God, not everybody by their lived experience or by the things they've been told about God believe that God is good. I mean, if we genuinely believed that God was good all the time, we would never doubt or fail to trust him.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's why I'm saying I think from the moment that we're born, we enter into a world that has sin and selfishness all over it. And then you've got the enemy of our soul, the devil, that will do everything he can to twist this concept. And I think we have to realize it's right from the get-go. And so through our childhood, the enemy wants to do everything he can to cause a distaste in our mouth. Yesterday, I was speaking at a university, a Christian university campus, and we were talking about some of these things. And I could tell it was about 63 in the class, and I could tell that a good half of them, when we started talking about some of these dynamics, they just by their posture and the way they were looking at me, I could tell this was a wrestling point for them because they had had more in their life that had happened that would maybe prove otherwise. And for me, it begins with being grateful for things we assume. Now, this one might sound silly to you, but it's one that I think about in the goodness of God is he gave you and me taste buds. Like, right? It's like I guess I could have eaten food. I know taste buds are there for the goodness of it, and it's there for the protection of it. So something doesn't kind of feel right or taste right, something's probably wrong, it's poisonous, it's not good. But like for the most part, we could just survive by eating food without tasting it. And when I think of the goodness of God, it's one of the places that I go and I go, you gave me taste buds, you gave me eyes. This morning I woke up and I could suck lung into my lung air into my lungs. I can hear, I can touch people, I can, and I sometimes come back to just the five senses that God has given us that I take for granted all the time. And when I just go back to some real basics, I begin to find that gratitude bubbles up inside of me, and I begin to recognize the goodness of God. For me, Carmen, another point on this is my relationships. Like, I am so grateful for the people that God has put in my life. And if I trace their stories and ask, how did they get here in my life? Sometimes you can't help but just go, I had nothing to do with that. Nothing. God brought them into my life. And I think when we start thinking of things like that, it begins to cause gratitude to rise up inside as we see the goodness of God to us.
That's so good. We're talking with Dave Buring from Lion's Share, and we're talking about the free devotionals that are available every single day on the Lion's Share Leadership app. So you're going to want to download the app on your phone, and that way you can get a new devotion with Dave every single day. They're just a couple of minutes long, and every single one of them focuses on the character attributes of who God is. And Dave asks provocative questions, and he takes us into the scriptures. And so this emphasis on God and the goodness of God is a part of that conversation. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about, you know, how we as creatures of comfort relate to a God who is comforter. That's up next here on Mornings with Carmen. Hey, I really like it that you listen whenever you want, wherever you are, at all times of the day and night. That is so cool. So thank you so very much for all the ways in which you support this ministry with your prayers and words of encouragement. Right now, in order for this podcast to be available everywhere all the time for everyone, I actually need your help. Could you support this podcast right now so that more people in more places at every hour of every day could hear about Jesus and grow in their relationship with him? Click the link in the show notes or give now at myfaithradio.com. And thank you so much again for listening to this podcast. Continuing our conversation with Dave Buring now, we are talking about Dave's free devotionals that are available on the Lion's Share Leadership app. If you want that link, just text me and I'll send it directly to you. You know the number, 877-933-2484. All right, Dave, let's address, you know, we are creatures of comfort, and there's no question about that. But we're made in the image of the God of all comfort. Can you talk with us or introduce us maybe to God as comforter?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. It's like there's something that is very valuable to us about comfort. You know, when there's pain, it's something that becomes important to us. When there is disappointment, to have others around us, or Cheryl and I sometimes talk about environments that just kind of let you, you know, have that sense of kind of peace and comfort. You know, I think a lot of us have our favorite restaurants to go to for comfort food, right? When things just haven't gone well. And the Bible, like one of the places that I like to start this, because it's often a familiar passage for people, is in Psalm 23. And in verse 4, it says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And it's recognizing, you know, that the reality here is that he is with us. I think that's the core truth about comfort, is that he is with us. And David recognizes that, for you are with me. And then he gets into the, you know, the tools of the trade of the shepherd. You know, the rod was the, it was like a long stick used to correct the sheep when they were going where they weren't supposed to go or doing something they weren't supposed to do. And it would protect them when the wolves were looking around. And then there was the staff, which kind of had that curved top so he could reach and grab sheep, protect them. It fit perfectly around their necks. And when they were wandering, he could draw them close back to his heart and back to himself. And so I think David, as a shepherd, saw that kind of imagery related to comfort.
I love the end of Psalm 23, where, you know, we're the core truth, obviously, that God is with us, never leaves us, never forsakes us, and pursues us with goodness and mercy all the days of our lives. Like, the idea that goodness and mercy follow me around also means that God is pursuing me with his goodness and his mercy, which takes us back to our God is good conversation earlier. Dave, let's unpack this a little bit further. We talk about comfort food. We talk about where we turn for comfort. When we talk about the places where we feel most comfortable or the people we feel most comfortable with, those are not always and necessarily God-blessed, God-oriented, or God-directed. Right. I'm thinking about all of the ways we seek to satiate ourselves or comfort ourselves in the culture today that are a departure from God as comforter. So this seems like another place where we can talk about the enemy and his tactics.
Yeah, totally. So the way that, like, when you start talking about this, where my head goes is, I learned as a young guy in my late teens and early 20s, I was taught that with every pain that we kind of encounter in our life, which could be a disappointment, somebody lets us down, hope deferred makes the heart sick, you know, whatever the case may be that caused pain, it could be severe abuse, verbal abuse, physical abuse. It's like we create within us kind of a bounce that swings to a pleasure. So the language I learned was that, hey, when there's pain, there's often a pleasure swing. And I think that's the kinds of things that you're talking about right now, and where, what do we do to alleviate pain? And oftentimes, you know, we've talked about in the past, it's kind of the sex, drugs, rock and roll. We've got, you know, these days, just diving into our phones. And, you know, at the end of the week, it reminds us that you were on about 50 hours too much. Or we go to the mall and we just spend money because it makes me feel better to just get a new top, or, you know, whatever the case may be. On and on it goes. Food. You know, we can become, exercise, of course, should be a core part of our lives for health, but we can become excessive in it because it's my pleasure swing. Sports. I mean, you just name it. There's all kinds of things that could be there. And in the midst of pain, one of the disciplines that's important is to get into God's presence. Now, I'm a guy that believes that God throws us oxygen masks, you know, like I like to be the person when I'm with someone who is a little bit, who I love deeply, know them well, and they're going through a tough time. I'm the one that will be there with them in that moment, but I'll also be the one that will make them laugh because I know it makes them laugh. And I know that's throwing them an oxygen mask. And by the end of our conversation, they will feel comforted by my friendship. You know, so there are the pleasure swings, which, you know, if they get out of biblical boundaries, they can cause bondage in our life. But I think there's also things where God, you know, uses things in life. Like, for example, sometimes it's nice for me just to kind of get into a wooded environment, or, you know, on a beach is my favorite, and just walk it. Just walk it. And when things are a bit challenging, or my mind feels fussed up, or whatever the case may be, it brings peace. It brings comfort. And so I think it's just recognizing, are we going to another source first, or are we coming to God first and recognizing maybe how he wants to bring comfort to us?
He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. And when we are troubled, we give the same comfort to others that God has given to us. I'm thinking there about 2 Corinthians 1, chapter 4. Dave, that's so good. Could you lead us in a prayer on this topic, that we might turn to God for comfort and not maybe to the people with whom we feel most comfortable, or comfort food, or any other lesser God?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. Jesus, thank you for how much you love us. And thank you that you understand us. Like, you know the things that press our buttons, the things that bring us down, the things that push us to a place where we're actually functioning in a way that's opposed to you and your ways. And so, Lord, I just would ask for those, particularly today, that are listening, who need to know comfort. Their family is falling apart. They're wondering if they'll have a job next week. All those kinds of things that we face in this life. Lord, would you show them your heart for them? Would you move on their behalf this day, that they'll be able to point to that and just go, Oh, I see that God did that for me today. And Lord, I just would pray that you would personalize this in such a way that it would minister to people in a very personal way this day. Lord, we love you and we invite you into this area of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Dave, thank you as always so much. You guys can connect with Dave Buring at lionshare.org. The free devotionals are available every single day on the Lionshare Leadership app. And if you want that link, I'm happy to send it to you on the text line. Just shoot me a text, 877-933-2484. Again, thank you for listening to this special edition of Mornings with Carmen during our spring fundraiser here at Faith Radio. Thank you for those of you who have already participated by joining us online at myfaithradio.com, by texting the word give to 877-933-2484. There are those who have gone before you in giving in order that we might be doing what we're doing today together here on the Faith Radio podcast. And there are gifts that people are giving today to make tomorrow possible that others might hear and be encouraged and equipped and empowered for the ministry that God has called each of us into every single day. So what gift is God calling you to bring forward? I want you to look around in your life. I want you to look around at your cash, but I also want you to look at your wealth. And I want you to consider giving a gift that God can then use. He can put with the gifts of others, and he can use to advance his kingdom purposes through this ministry. And that conversation is a conversation between you and God. I totally get that. I'm here to encourage you to have it. Like, go have some prayer time with the Lord. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you the resources that he has placed under your stewardship that he wants released into this kingdom advancing ministry. And then give your best gift, the gift that God has laid on your heart to give. And you can do that at myfaithradio.com or by texting the word give to 877-933-2484. Have a great day, and God bless.